Your glance of grace. I thank you so very much for giving me the opportunity to share my wonderful experience with you all. Last Christmas, my sister-in-law arrived from California to visit us after a period of 6 years. When she came, she brought the glory of Bhagavan's light into our house as well as into our hearts. She presented me with a beautifully framed photo of Bhagavan as a token of her love and affection. When she placed the photo in my hand and explained it to me briefly, the divine significance of the Maharishi, I was supremely delighted to have it and thanked her for this eternal gift. The next morning, I placed Bhagavan's photo in my puja room beside the Shiva Lingam that I have been sincerely worshipping since my childhood. When my sister-in-law observed that, she was thrilled and exclaimed, saying, "Oh, you found a perfect place for Bhagavan in your puja room." 2 days later, we went to attend the Jayanti program of Bhagavan organized by the Arunachala Ashrama at the New York City Ganesh Temple. This was the first time in my life that I have attended such a program. My sister-in-law came from California specifically to attend this function while my husband and I accompanied her. I never knew anything about Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi until that day, despite the fact that I was born and raised in southern India. When I walked into the program hall, my eyes immediately fell on the large portrait of Maharishi placed centrally on the dais. His powerful eyes instantly drew my mind, body, and soul towards him. I just could not divert my eyes from his for even a moment. I felt that my entire individual existence was dissolving into that of Bhagavan's. My heart was filled with ineffable joy and enlightened with his gracious welcome. I was floating with inexplicable peace and happiness within me. That entire day was filled with Bhagavan's power, presence, and grace. It was an unforgettable experience. I have seen many photos of enlightened beings, but none of them had ever radiated such peace and joy into my heart. 6 months later, my cousin invited me to one of her weekly satsang sessions. When I went to her house to attend the prayer program, I saw the Guru's portrait placed in her prayer hall. When the prayer was about to commence, I bowed my head to pay my respects to their Guru and sat down with the fellow devotees. When I raised my head, I was astonished to see Bhagavan Ramana instead of the Guru in the portrait. I closed my eyes for a moment, and when I looked again, I still saw the Maharishi. It was an astonishing experience that I could not understand. At the request of the satsangis, I offered to the Maharishi, in my vision, a Gita Mala, a garland of devotional songs. At the conclusion of the prayer session, during the arati, my cousin requested me to offer holy milk at their Guru's shrine and distribute the prasad to the gathering. I started to distribute the milk prasad to everyone, during which, again, to my astonishment, I had the vision of Bhagavan Ramana in each and everyone's face in the gathering. It was an overpowering experience. Uncontrollable tears of joy poured forth from my eyes. This whole experience of having the repeated darshan of Bhagavan Ramana's effulgent face immersed me completely into the divine ocean of His grace and bliss. I was transported to His cosmic regime that was flooded with the nectar of His radiance and splendor. He was omnipresent, and all the spatial elements consistently echoed in unison, vibrating Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. In a state of beatitude, it took me a while to descend from His galaxy, achieve my normalcy, and resume my worldly activities. Being filled with such ecstasy, I was barely able to serve the prasad, but by Bhagavan's grace, I somehow managed to serve all the devotees. For about 2 weeks after this event, I remained immersed in this bliss, which I find difficult to describe. Through this inexplicable experience, Bhagavan conveyed the message to me that He is in the whole universe and resides in every jiva, individual. I am so fortunate to have had this divine experience. I believe Bhagavan's blessings are with all of us, and His grace and blessings will be with all of us forever. Padma Ranganatha Rajagopal, New Jersey.